An internet security guru wants asylum. It's like we are all in the asylum when we talk about the fiscal cliff because we're tired of hearing the same old song coming out of Washington. And there's a drone that Iran says it holds and it's one of ours, but the Navy denies it is. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you're having a good week so far. If you're not, guess what? We're on the downhill slide, meaning for most of you, probably only have a couple more days till the end of your work week. Speaking of working, right at the top, I got to ding this dude. The Hostess CEO, I saw a clip of this earlier in the day. It's funny because I was thinking about what happens when the company dissolves. Always the people at the top of the pyramid seem to collect their dough while everybody else gets the boot. And thank you very much, handshake, and whatever's left, right? So Gregory Rayburn gets $125,000 a month or $1.5 million a year. Yep. Full salary. Guess what everybody else gets? Everybody else, their pay was cut by at least 8%. But he didn't have anything cut. So I'm sure he's going to lack some of his bonuses because that's usually what they do. But still, does it seem right? I'm just saying, whose fault is it if the company wasn't making it? 15,000 people there lost their jobs in bankruptcy, but they want to keep about 3,200 to help wind down things. So that's what people are staying for. Hey, sorry. Can you take an 8% cut? I know it's tough. And we're going to eventually let you completely go, but we need some people to hang around. Will you hang around for us until we turn the lights out? Sure, boss. No problem. Can I hitch a ride from you? I think you can afford it. You're still pulling in your 125. It's just the way the world works, the pyramid, which is what's being talked about in Washington, and that's part of the tug of war over who's paying what. Although at first glance, you look and you hear the comments about the middle class, but if you really dig deeper and you look at the money scale and some of the things that are being proposed, the middle class is going to get jammed on this fiscal cliff no matter how it plays out because of things that will probably get closed up, things that will ultimately get lopped off. Right now, there's a lot of vague generalities out there. It's one thing to say, yeah, there's some loopholes we can close, there's some things we're going to cut, and we can talk about Social Security, we can talk about other entitlements, but then there's the vague, this is where we also need to look, we need to cut more money here, but not the specifics of what we need to cut. In other words, just vaguely, hey, we need to cut another trillion out. So the trillion means everybody is looking for cover somewhere. And they don't want it to be their piece of the pie. It's the way it works. And since we can't seem to get enough economists to gather around in the White House and throw out ideas, how about a wild brainstorming session? I'd be up for that. And since the administration is into social media because now the president is taking some time, an hour or two here and there, to tweet back to people who are tweeting him, why not put it on Skype? Or pump it up someplace else and have everybody watch while the economists come up with bold ideas to try to fix what's broken in D.C. Why not give them a crack at it, right? Worth a try anyway. All right, the drone, the missing drone is very curious because Iran was quick to take a photograph and to report that yeah, we got another one. It was a year ago that our Sentinel drone was captured by Iran. And, of course, Iran was proud to display that because they claimed it had hacked into it and landed it. And it was intact. And they said they reverse engineered it and they wouldn't return it. The U.S. denied the drone had been that one, had ever been commandeered, saying it malfunctioned and just crashed. Now it looks like there could be another one. you think of what's going on in the Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz and all that with the nuclear program that Ahmadinejad says he's not working on other than nuclear power. And Israel ready and waiting to do whatever they have to do to defend itself against Iran. Now you have this thing with the drone and the Navy denying that this drone belongs to the U.S. It's called the Scan Eagle, and it was flying over Iranian airspace when it was brought down by the Revolutionary Guard Corps, and the Navy saying, well, great, but it's not ours. Because there are other people who have this kind of drone, not just the United States. We've lost one in the past, but not recently. We just went and counted all our drones, darn it, and we have every single one of them. But they did release some video. It did show them with the drone, a couple of Revolutionary Guard types. It was mounted on a stand. It looked like it was intact, blah, 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 blah. And then there was a message in the back that said, we shall trample on the U.S. So what do you think? Do you think that this is just a bill of gold? We wish it was gold. A bill of goods were being sold, kind of like a few other things that we never found, or some answers we never got to the bottom of, like Benghazi. Is this just a put off by the government to say that, no, it's not ours, and more importantly, to shoot down Iran, so to speak? Or, no, it is definitely one of ours. To me, it seems like it is very plausible that the drone was our drone. But are we to believe what the Navy is saying? I don't know. Remember, it was last month that they had complained that another one of the drones had been shot down, and we never heard anything else on that. I'm gonna say that there's a good possibility they may have been mistaken, and it is our drone. So Iran is collecting drones since they can't collect any new friends to help them with their nuclear aspirations. They can do whatever they can to twist the U.S., and doing the drone taunting is probably pretty good. It's a pretty good way to get the U.S. really ticked at you and to start controversy over airspace and drones and capturing the drone a year ago and now possibly having another one. Speaking of capturing things and images, massive controversy over a photo that came out of a New York subway push. A guy pushed to his death, and the guy who photographed it said he tried to help him, couldn't, and then documented the thing and, of course, pushed it out all over the place. Even on the New York Post, there was a headline that said, this man is about to die. More details on that and whether it's fair or foul. Plus, the mailbag coming up on the flip side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 4th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1704.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1746.34, $873.17 for a half ounce, or $436.59 for a quarter ounce. That's $1746.34, $873.17, and $436.59.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
To send off some emails about the nut that decided, you know what, and I think he's nutty, because he decides, geez, I really try to help this poor guy that was hit by an oncoming train at the New York Times Square subway station, which is very popular, but I couldn't do it, so I took some photographs of it, and the photographs ended up on the front page of the New York Times saying, this guy's about to die. And I just can't even fathom doing that at all. As much as people want to get noticed or want their 15 minutes of fame or, you know, photographing things and horrific things in certain areas, like you think of people who have covered wars and stuff. I think this is just completely different. I mean, isn't there a moral obligation to help rather than take a picture? Aren't you a human being first? I'm going to say you're a human being first rather than documenting it. There's something just so sleazy and wrong about that. So, you know, a subway rider gets pushed under the tracks and he's photographed while he's still alive and ends up on the front page of the New York Post saying this man is about to die. So do you document it? Do you assist him? And how do you live with yourself when you don't do that? A lot of you wanted to talk about that. So without further ado, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Joe, listening to us in KC, says, hey, Kate Delaney, I've been listening to you through the miracle of GCN. I've been doing it mostly on playback, so thank you very much for loading those up. I have to tell you, I don't know if you caught this, but I'm certain you do. You've talked about New York before, and I guarantee you've ridden the subways. Originally, I am from New York City, and I have definitely use the subway in my lifetime. And I have to say, occasionally you look around when you're on the platform just in case something doesn't seem right. It seems odd and maybe a little paranoid, but there are a few places where I have done that. Of course, I never had any bad experiences. I find it unbelievable that somebody shoved a man into an oncoming train and another person decided, as he was desperately trying to climb up on the platform, to take a photograph of him instead. Shame on that idiot. And shame on the Post for running the photo. All right, Joe wasn't the only one who had that on his mind. May in Connecticut says, I can hardly believe that a photograph of a man about to die was on the front page of the Post, maybe not so much from the Post point of view, but from the jerk who called up the Post and sent it to them and then told the rest of the world what was happening. And maybe it didn't happen that way, but either way, that photograph was everywhere. A guy can't climb off the tracks in time, and a freelancer shoots his picture. How could he do that and not really try to come to his aid? I have to say, even if I was a big-time photographer or thought this was my moment, I would never dream of not trying to lend a hand. What do you think, Kate? Well, the photographer said that he did have a, he did try to help him, that he just couldn't do it. His name was R. Umar Abbasi. He said that he tried to help him. He wasn't strong enough. He couldn't get him up. And he decided to take a picture. You know, that this was the choice. This was seconds before a fatality. He was on the tracks. He couldn't do anything. And, you know, and that's what happened. So, to me, I find it far-fetched. I just find it far-fetched that this guy who got into an argument with somebody there in Times Square, because they caught the person that they believe may be responsible for it. The police did. They saw him on the surveillance tape. They were able to track him down that way. So he might have gotten into it with them somehow. Somebody that was a vendor, and the guy's name was Kai Sakhan. And so the vendor, or the helper of the vendor, or whatever, follows him down the subway steps and then decides to give him a shove. And, you know, I have to say that clearly I understand in certain circumstances where you see these vivid pictures of war, something horrific that's happening. But in this case, it's unbelievably disturbing because I would just think that guy has family. He's somebody's family. What if it were your family? What if it was your kid, your son, your husband, whoever, where some weird thing happened and they go to the subway, they turn, leave the situation, try to just get back on the subway, go on the subway, and then they're pushed in front of a train. But there's enough time where maybe they can get up out of the way. And nobody helps them, or the person trying to help them gives up because they see, ooh, train's coming. This isn't going to be one of these miracle hero things. I'm not strong enough to lift the guy. I'm not close enough to be able to do that. So I'm going to have to, fire up my camera and hope that I can do something. And said that by flashing the camera, he thought he could distract the train conductor, is what he's saying. So he says he did try to do what he could. He did try to attempt to help him. But, this Abbasi guy, I don't think that he's listed anywhere because everybody and their brother's trying to track him down. And I also think he doesn't really want to comment on this because he's certainly getting bashed all over the place. And there are people that will say, hey, would I have been able to do anything? Is he morally obligated to help rather than take a picture? I say you are morally obligated as a human being to try to help someone you can. It's that old adage, I love Marines, never leave a man behind. Help when you can. So let's take that further. Just help when you can. If you can't, you can't. But there, I'm going to say that you might have had a chance to help. And what a sick, weird thing. It was one of the guy was, who's being described as the assailant, was a guy who was working with street vendors near Rockefeller Center. I was just there, my gosh, I was there a week and a half ago. And you see the vendors, there are a couple of them that are out there with chestnuts and hot dogs and other things they're selling. And so that's not unusual, but whatever happened, however they ended up getting into some kind of an argument, he must have been furious to go and out of his mind to go after the guy and then shove him into the subway. But luckily they've got this on camera. They had the surveillance of it, so that's the good news there. And hopefully they can nail him with that. So at least the guy who did the pushing doesn't get away with a crime, or seemingly so. But the guy who took the picture is definitely one of the culprits. All right, quickly, I'm going to squeeze in two more. There's one from Doug in Texas who says, drone my foot. I do not believe that was a U.S. drone. I truly think it was from some other country, a rogue drone, perhaps Israel, trying to trick the Iranians into thinking it was a U.S. drone. Jim disagrees and says, I can't believe we can't admit when we lose one of our drones. I guess it's too expensive and too embarrassing. So somebody has to fall on the sword. Remember, you can send me your thoughts day or night simply by going to americatonight.net and clicking on contact, and bada bing, you are in.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horsehead pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Scenarios that may unfold concerning women and some pretty powerful positions. You tell me if all three should get these spots or even one of them fits the bill. I'm being really serious about this. So check it out, folks listening to America tonight. Ashley Judd is saying that she is seriously considering a run for the Senate in Kentucky. She seriously is considering it. Not just talking about it, that she might want to crack at it. She's discussed it with her family, and there is a good chance that this could happen. You know, you think of Mitch McConnell, and Ashley Judd is the opposite of Mitch McConnell. Now, the people in Kentucky, some of them, she would be definitely on the liberal side. The people in Kentucky like Ashley Judd for a couple of reasons. One, she pretty much is homegrown, loves Kentucky, claims Kentucky, all that. But she's a huge University of Kentucky hoop fan, goes to some of the games, does it up, has, you know, a lot of the T-shirts and jerseys, and is in the middle of the crowd, even though she's this well-known actress. But politically speaking, how does she fit in? Mulling a run 2 years from now, trying to take down the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Would she have a really good crack at doing that? McConnell's kind of a mixed card in Kentucky. He definitely has backing, definitely has conservative firepower, and he's very vocal, of course, in Washington. But is he on shaky ground in any way that a liberal actress who's become a big-time activist would have a crack at kicking open that door? And she's exploring that option. In the meantime, Michael Bloomberg, who can no longer ask the people of New York to vote him in again for a fourth time, realizes he's going to have to relinquish the reins of the office that he loves so much, the mayor, the king of the hill of the Big Apple, and he's pushing Hillary Clinton to everybody he knows. I was talking to somebody the other day in New York, and they said, oh, they were happened to be somewhere where Bloomberg was. They said he couldn't stop falling all over the idea of Hillary Clinton becoming the next mayor of New York City. I mean, she's already done the Senate thing. She's been the first lady, done the Secretary of State thing. Would she want to be the mayor of New York City? I think Bill Clinton would like to be the mayor of New York City. I don't know if Hillary Clinton wants to be, but he's pushing it big time. And people are starting to buy into it. People are starting to like the idea of Clinton as the next mayor. And then this is just a crazy thing, but it's true. It's not an exaggerated story. It's not somebody planting something to be silly. It really is true. Anna Wintour, the woman behind Vogue for however many gazillion years, it seems, and the woman portrayed as Miranda Priestly in The Devil Wears Prada is supposedly partially based on Anna Wintour, is up for an ambassador's gig either in France or the UK. So, you know, Anna Wintour, Vogue woman, picking out clothes for really uber skinny tall models and figuring out how to lay out a frivolous fashion magazine. No offense, Anna Wintour. I'm not into fashion. So does she fit the bill as an ambassador for either one of those countries? I mean, hey, leave it to the ladies. Should all three fall into those spots? Matt, what do you think? Ashley Judd, Senator Ashley Judd, Mayor Hillary Clinton, and Ambassador Anna Wintour? He's like, forget it. No comments. I think that Hillary is getting more convinced by Bloomberg. So of all the possible scenarios that could happen, the one that might happen could be the Clinton thing. I thought she was done with politics, and it would seem kind of a step down to go from Secretary of State to the mayor of New York. I'm just saying. Mayor of New York, Secretary of State. I don't know. What do you think? You could put up a woman for one of those spots. What woman would you put up? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I can think of a couple of people. Remember when Libby Dole was popular? She was sort of a take-no. She wasn't sort of. I talked to her a couple of times in my career, and she was a take-no prisoner. Kind, you know, her husband had most of the spotlight, but she was a take-no-prisoner kind of woman, and she definitely knew how to handle the pressure in the media and everything else. And Libby Dole could fit into an ambassador's role if she would want it, but I don't think she would want to go from serious politics to playing politics in the UK. But if there was someone that could snag a political spot that was worthy of her, I think Dole. You could revisit the whole Dole thing, possibly. And actually, on the bench for the Republican women, there are some pretty strong candidates, contenders as potential VP slots the next time around. Nikki Haley is one. Suzanne Martinez from New Mexico would be another one that people, I think, would look at her and maybe see her in that position. Everybody likes to throw out Condi Rice's name, but she's not as interested as people think. But, you know, you change your mind after a while when you're out of the game, so maybe she's never run for political office. She was picked. I don't know that she would want to do that. Even though she had a little bit of glory and some game when she was at the Republican convention in Tampa, I think she likes to be out of it and just be a sideline person commenting from the side occasionally here and there. I don't see her as somebody who seriously is running after it. I don't think so. She'd have to be heavily, heavily convinced that she needed to do it. And then there are other up-and-comers that might be contenders for higher, even political positions. But I wouldn't be shocked if Ashley Judd made the run in the Senate. Wouldn't be shocked. I don't think she'll do it, but I wouldn't be completely shocked if Hillary Clinton was coaxed into doing the mayor thing. I just don't know that she wants to stay in the public life after all the years of doing what she did. And Anna Wintour, as the ambassador of a place like France or the UK, there are more far-fetched things that have happened. So it could happen. Not completely shocking, let's put it that way. In the meantime, like I said, you never know what you're going to get with America Tonight. It's about the buzz in the backyard, and the buzz isn't over which woman is going to run for what office, and are they really qualified to do it, and is it really a good fit? Besides the boring nonsense of the fiscal cliff that does affect every single one of us, it's just that it's like background noise to so many of us, because we're not hearing anything different. There's nobody coming out and saying, yeah, we're close to figuring this thing out. It might be hard, but here's what we're going to do, blah, 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 blah. None of that is happening, and plans are only getting rejected at this point. The other buzz is over this photographer taking the picture of the subway guy who went down and was pushed in front of the subway and was trying to get up and, of course, didn't make it. The train clobbered him, and then he died on the scene a few minutes later, but what people are talking about is whether or not the person who took the photograph should have taken the photograph or not of Kisa Khan being thrown onto the tracks just after 12:30 from a very crowded train platform, by the way, at 49th Street and 7th Avenue in Midtown Manhattan, which is a really busy area right there at Times Square. And witnesses say that he tried to climb back onto the subway platform, but then, of course, he was clobbered by an oncoming train before he could get to safety, and people just watched, people were yelling about the train coming. The train came to a stop about three-quarters into the station, and that was it. They couldn't stop it. They hit him. In the meantime, a photographer who was a freelancer that I was telling you about earlier this hour took shots of him. Said he couldn't lift him up, couldn't help him out, so he decided not to waste the moment but take a picture instead, which ended up on the front page of the New York Post and, of course, was seen all over the place. My, oh my. Trying to get off the tracks, and not one person besides the photographer, by the way, tried to pull the man up if it was that crowded. Guess you really are on your own.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Can you imagine living to be 116 years old? Well, a woman did live to be that old. Bess Cooper died peacefully, they say, Tuesday afternoon in Monroe, Georgia. Her son was there. Monroe, by the way, is about 45 miles outside of Atlanta. His mother, Cooper, who is the son, Sidney Cooper, said that his mother had been recently not feeling great. She had a stomach virus, and, you know, she had gone, she got her hair set, she was watching a Christmas video, but she had some trouble breathing. They put her on oxygen, and then she passed away peacefully not too far along after that, 116. So she was declared, Bessie Cooper, was declared the world's oldest person in January 2011 by the Guinness Book of World Records. Boy, oh boy, that's, my goodness, that's incredible. And the Guinness consultant people, which I thought is interesting, because you think 116, what's it like to be 116? Really, would your faculties be there? Could you be enjoying things? What's going on? And the Guinness guy said a couple of years ago when he had met her that she was mentally unbelievable, how sharp she was. So some people just have these genes that are super unreal, that they're not just wasting away and, oof, somehow they're surviving, that actually that they're doing better than surviving. Now, the oldest known person of all time was Jean Calmette, a French woman who lived to be 122 years old and died in 1997. It's overwhelming to me to even think of being 116, 117, 122 years old. Boy, we're talking about fiscal cliffs and debt ceilings, no money left. You better have incredible savings if you're going to live that long. All right, this is a sad story, just a warning here about what happened in the Philippines. They know they're in the way of some horrible weather often. But in the Philippines, you know, they get these typhoons. The biggest typhoon yet, killing 230 people. Hundreds are missing. The photographs are just all too familiar of what you think you would see. Torn up furniture and shards of glass and people digging through things, the survivors anyway. But they're talking about the fact that hundreds of people are missing, and that's the scary thing. The winds for this typhoon, 75 miles an hour, but they had gusts like 93. And it hit those areas that are not well protected, beach resorts, dive spots. And, you know, after it slammed into the island, that's where you get those landslides. That kills a lot of people. And some people get killed when the homes collapse. And that's the images that we're seeing. So at least 230 people dead. And sadly, hundreds of people also missing as a result of this typhoon. And as I said, you know, you just do me a favor if you have no idea where the Philippines is. You just kind of have it there in your memory, right? If you look at a globe, because I'm sure all of you have globes right there in your home, or you look at a map or Google it and you see where it is, could it be more exposed, the Philippines? It's just right in that alley. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors, remember, gave the approval to ban public nudity because there's a lot of nakedness going on in San Francisco. So some business folks and others that live in San Francisco said things had just gotten out of control, that, you know, we are a tolerant city, but it's becoming ridiculous. So the people who were nudists were not happy with this decision, and they've decided now more than ever to be more naked. They are demonstrating all over the place. You're seeing lots of bare bottoms and people jumping up and down and screaming body freedom and shame on you and all this other kind of stuff. And at the Board of Supervisors on Tuesday, that was definitely what the crowd was into. They were stripping and doing that at City Hall. Knowing that this was a possibility, the Sheriff's Department was smart. They made sure that they had a whole bunch of blankets to throw over the protesters so they could cover up their wares, so to speak, let's say. And the Board of Supervisors gave that approval a couple of weeks ago that this was going to happen, so they knew the final vote was coming, and it was a close decision, 6-5, no nudity in public. So if the exhibitionists were heading to San Francisco, which they were, and this was apparently part of the problem, they're not going to be happy with the way they're greeted. You can get fined up to $100 for a first time, $200 a second, third time, a year in jail perhaps, and a $500 fine. It's not surprising that they came up with that decision because, from what I understand, is it was pretty bad. And, you know, there's a lot of people that were specifically headed to public areas to try to make points about being naked, and it was becoming out of control for a city that, I said, was very, or is known for being, incredibly left-leaning and tolerant. There is no tolerance when it comes to fraud schemes, especially now since the banks were too big to fail and they've ripped us off in other directions. We're always sniffing out frauds, and we do not like the insider trading game. Well, a New York trader has been charged with fraud related to the purchase of $1 billion in Apple stock. How about that? So it was a scheme that involved the unauthorized purchase of about $1 billion of the stock that wound up costing them $5 million, the employer $5 million. David Miller was an employer was employed as an international sales trader for Rochdale Securities in Stamford, and he executed a trade. The trade was to buy 1.6 million shares of Apple in October on a day the company was scheduled to announce earnings. It was designed so he would profit if the stock price rose, but it declined. And one of the customers said that they had ordered only 1,625 shares. And what happens then is he falsely claimed he'd made a mistake in ordering multiples of what was written in the client's order. And the rest is history, because who's left holding the bag of 1.6 million shares of Apple stock? And that would be Rochdale. They are the ones who are going to have to come up with that. So they nailed him. He was charged with wire fraud, and he's not making too many comments. Shockingly, he's not making any comments. Why? Why would he not want to talk about that? I don't understand. All right, one last one for you, and this has to do with a flight attendant who is now out of a job because of some Facebook comments, rather. Karma is what it is, isn't it? And when it comes to Twitter and when it comes to Facebook, I don't understand what people think when they go online and say some of the things that they're saying about jobs or pictures they're using and stuff, because what do you think is going to happen? So this flight attendant wrote on her Facebook page that she wanted to throw coffee in a passenger's face because she happened to be the daughter of someone she didn't like. And the attendant caused such a stir in the Thai community because she was talking about somebody related to the Thai prime minister. And by posting that, she posted a picture of the seating number and all that kind of stuff, and she worked a Hong Kong flight, so the rest, you can imagine, spiraled virally, and that was it. Cathay Pacific didn't release the name of the flight attendant, but we do know her Facebook handle is named Honey Lakacha, and the flight attendant said on Monday on Facebook that she resigned in order to take responsibility. Oh, you just can't say things like that. I wanted to throw coffee in her face. And then, of course, it was retweeted. It was removed from Facebook and tweeted and sent out all over the place. And the rest is history. So she's not flying the friendly skies of Hong Kong, you could say, anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, cold, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com, and like us on Facebook.